When the entire staff of a prominent newspaper in Ukraine gets fired for defending their editorial independence, they do something bold. They launch a brand new media outlet on their own. My name is Alina Aliam-Kent. I'm one of the journalists from the United ex-Kyiv Post staff, now launching a brand new independent English language media outlet in Ukraine. This podcast, Media in Progress, is following our team's efforts with this venture. The timing of this story is quite unique. Though crucial at all times, the need for quality English language coverage in Ukraine is now the highest for years, as the alarming reports about Russia's looming invasion emerge one after another. After deciding to create their own media, the team had to act quickly. The firing of the staff and the shutdown of the Kyiv Post sparked global media and public attention. Hundreds of comments, posts, and messages were sent asking, "How can we help?" and "What's next?" Only a week after the shutdown, the group came out with a newsletter, sent to subscribers' inboxes every morning with roundups of the latest national, business, and cultural news in Ukraine. But our personal momentum and energy could only take us so far. We have drive and passion, but we also need our organization to be financially sustainable, so that our volunteers, who are currently working tirelessly every day without pay, can continue to cover important stories about Ukraine.
Media can be great, and journalists are great, but they don't always know how to manage companies. And it's kind of the same like with hospitals. Just because you're a great doctor doesn't make you a good hospital administrator.
That's Jakub Parusinski. He's a lecturer at the Stockholm School of Economics in Riga, as well as a managing partner at his company, Janomics Media. Janomics helps media companies build sustainable business models and solve management puzzles to help them succeed in the long term.
What would you then define as like a management puzzle?
Well, I mean, the obvious one that everyone talks about is how do you make money, but it's actually much more than that. It's about how do you structure an organization, the governance, how do you think about recruitment, retaining people, you know, performance evaluations, how do you put all of those pieces together in a way that's sort of sustainable and kind of works well. And then there's lots of little ones, right? Like that's sort of the big puzzle, but big puzzles are made up of lots of small puzzles. One of the things that journalists really struggle with, and it might seem really simple, but it's something that in consulting is called the way of working.
Jakub is right. Working in a high-stress environment with upcoming deadlines was a regular day for our journalists, and we could use those skills to really get our startup started. But with creativity often comes chaos, and we needed to organize it.
It's what kind of meetings do you have during the week, and how do you sort of flip between different types of meetings so that at the end of the week, it feels like you've actually achieved something, not just sat in a bunch of meetings. Sounds really boring, but actually once you get into the details of it, it's really tricky, and there's a right way to, or there's better way to do things, and there's a lot of wrong ways to do things. So yeah, usually the first thing that we do on a project is set up a way of working.
Alongside Jakub is Darina Shevchenko, an associate partner at Janomics Media.
You know, Jakub is more on the practical side. I think I'm the one responsible for the overall vision. What are we trying to build here?
In our case, a new independent English language media with the values and principles that the Kyiv Post used to pride itself in. When the Kyiv Post team was fired due to a dispute over editorial independence, Darina and Jakub were shocked. Both are KP alumni themselves, having both started at the Kyiv Post 10 years ago, alongside our previous deputy chief editor, now editor-in-chief of the new publication, Olga Rudenko. Olga Rudenko was the Kyiv Post deputy chief editor and one of my bosses for the past several years. She started her career at the Kyiv Post a decade ago.
I actually do remember my first day at the Kyiv Post. It was Monday, and it was July 23rd or 24th of 2011. I do remember coming to my first general meeting on Monday morning and just feeling completely scared and intimidated by what was happening.
A time-old tradition at the Kyiv Post, where the newbie's CV gets shared to the entire newsroom and they introduce themselves in front of the team.
It was a huge room. Everybody was present, dozens of people talking about stories that they're working on. And I don't know anyone, and it's also my first experience ever in an English-speaking environment, so I'm just trying to keep up with everything. And yes, I literally was standing there and thinking that somebody's gonna notice that I don't belong there and just chase me out or something. That's how intimidating it was for me at the time.
Olga would soon meet Darina Shevchenko, a fellow young journalist who had joined the Kyiv Post a couple months prior, Later that fall, Jakub Parusinski would become the newbie of the newsroom.
And we had so much fun. We had so many ideas. And back then they would let us do a lot of stuff, actually. I mean, we did the videos. It was so bad.
They're really bad.
But we were just like, we came up with this idea that we should do the video news digest. You know, that YouTube wasn't even a big thing, but then it was like...
It was pretty innovative, to be fair.
Yeah.
Darina and Jakub excitedly told me about their adventures and misadventures when starting out. Their happy memories and nostalgia for the Kyiv Post were evident. Jakub left the Kyiv Post in 2014, founding Janomics 5 years later. Darina left in 2017 to take a top management position at a TV channel, later joining Janomics. Olga, meanwhile, stayed on at the Kyiv Post, which happened to be the first client for Janomics. When the two heard about the ex-Kyiv Post team creating their own publication, they offered to help. Having solved more than 70 management puzzles with various media around the world, their expertise could be crucial to the success of this media in the making. Meeting at a co-working space in Kyiv, Darina in person, Jakub on Zoom, the two pitched a partnership with their company to ex-KP staff. Even if we decided not to partner with them, they gave us clear next steps on what needed to be done. We needed to register a legal entity, apply for emergency grants, and find investors. But in order to do that, we needed to have a name. Earlier, I mentioned that alongside creativity comes chaos. That same untamed creativity took the team 7 long days to come up with a name for their new media. Hundreds of names pitched, discussed, dismissed, and brought back to vote.
Kyiv Free Press.
The Eastern Confidential.
The Twist.
Liberty Kyiv.
Libertas.
The Stinger.
The Bagel.
Ukraine Watch.
The Kyiv Dispatch.
The Donut.
And the long disputed The Edge.
It's actually very difficult to explain why I loved The Edge so much.
That's journalist Anastasia Lopatina, who really liked The Edge as an option.
It immediately got a place in my heart. As it was mentioned, it was fresh. It was a short, catchy name. It wasn't boring. It wasn't something traditional, as we were trying really as hard as possible to move away from those traditional Post, Dispatch names. The Edge was, in a way, edgy and catchy and fresh and nice.
It's a completely ludicrous name. There was so much wrong with it. You're naming yourself after the guitarist from U2. That's, if you say The Edge now, that's already a well-established name as the guitarist of a widely hated pop band.
And that was business reporter Max Hunter, who really didn't like The Edge.
And you were going to be mocked mercilessly for it. Also, it's just a really ridiculous name in general. I mean, you're going to be a serious newspaper. You're going to talk about billion-dollar corruption schemes and people being abducted. And then you're going to do it under the title of The Edge.
Max wasn't the only one who felt strongly about The Edge.
Someone suggested The Edge at the beginning, and some people really went wild for it, which I couldn't understand why. We're media writing about Ukraine in general, politics, business, culture, not just some edgy stuff in Ukraine. I mean, we're not like the Rolling Stone writing about edgy people or edgy pop culture.
And that was culture reporter Artur Kornienko, who suggested many names, including Ukraine Watch, which was also a serious contender. Once The Edge was out, some felt the need to substitute it with yet another modern, catchy name. One of those was Zag, which at first I thought was a joke, until I saw how hard our journalist, Anya Myronyuk, was campaigning for.
You know what? I would like to promote Zag. Here is Zag Media, which stands for Zagalovak, or headline. Zag brings political establishment to account. Zag does investigations. Oh yes, it does. Zag covers culture. Zag is modern, cutting edge, forward-looking, cool if you like. Vote for Zag.
This went on for days. We would announce in the morning that by the end of the day, a name would be chosen. And something did come out of it. The Kyiv Times was a leading contender for a short while, until our editor-in-chief explained why we couldn't use it.
So I had to break it to the people on the team, most of whom are just much younger than me and don't remember this, that the Kyiv Times actually existed, and it was a very pro-Victorian coach newspaper that used to publish in Ukraine in English. And we don't want that association.
Viktor Yanukovych was Ukraine's pro-Kremlin president who got ousted during the Euromaidan revolution in 2014. We definitely don't want that association. Several other decent names, unfortunately, had negative associations with oligarchs, corrupt businessmen, or pro-Kremlin sentiment. On the other hand, some of the patriotic names were taken by ultra-nationalists, which also wouldn't work. A six-person naming committee was formed after 4 days of no progress, cutting down the increasingly growing list of suggestions. We couldn't delay it any longer. Investors, media organizations, and potential partners were waiting for a name for the project they wanted to help. We needed to decide. So a name was finally chosen. Ironically, the first ever suggestion that was sent to the group chat. Not immediately chosen because it was deemed too traditional, with several thinking we could come up with something even better, starting the 7-day debate. And although it isn't as short and catchy as some would like, the name does fit our origin story and represents what we stand for. From the team of journalists fired for their stance on editorial independence, who maintained their values and created a new publication called the Kyiv Independent. Well, internally, we actually call it Kyiv Indie. We accepted a partnership with Jnomics Media Consulting, with Darina as our CEO and Jakub as the CFO. They will help the Kyiv Independent develop a business model, find investors, and ultimately grow into a next-generation multimedia company. Olga, Darina, and Jakub, the young trio that started at the Kyiv Post a decade ago, are now reunited, but this time as the leadership of the Kyiv Independent. Our media is still in progress, and we've started the necessary first steps. But in order to keep that momentum going, we'll need your support. You can go to our website, kyivindependent.com, where you can find links to our Patreon and GoFundMe pages, subscribe to our newsletter, and read in-depth articles from our journalists. Coming up in our next episode, who's doing what? At the Kyiv Post, we all had our beats. Politics, business, lifestyle, photo and video. But our startup media doesn't yet have the capacity for everyone to be doing exactly what they were previously doing. So we've had to get creative. More next week on Media in Progress.